Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Updated Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, October the 10th. Looks like the grains will start off higher here today. We had December corn up 8.5 cents at 691 3/4. December wheat up 36 cents at 916 1/4, but that was 8 cents off its highs. November beans up 26 3/4 cents at 1393 3/4. Grains higher off of the Russian retaliation for what looks like the Ukrainian action blowing up the bridge out of Crimea. 71 missiles were lobbed at Ukraine, 41 were intercepted, but there was plenty of damage done by the 34 that hit. They're talking about 5 deaths and about 20 injuries. Those numbers could certainly move higher. But certainly the retaliation wasn't unexpected, but it's still, you know, a problem for these markets. As we get closer to the end of the Ukrainian-Russian wheat deal or grain deal, what are they going to do as far as a new deal? My guess is they're not going to do anything about it, and it'll be just another free-for-all again, and that'll certainly slow any export business out through the Gulf. Now, 20 ships did leave Odessa over the weekend, but the closer we get to the expiration of the agreement, there's going to be less and less grain moving out, would be my guess. The export inspections and the crop progress will be delayed till tomorrow because of the Columbus Day / Indigenous Day. So those reports will be released tomorrow. We have the WASDE report on Wednesday. The general consensus is that the wheat could be a little bit friendly. Corn could be a little bit, nothing really, kind of neutral. And the beans may be a little bit bearish. But we'll see if there's any big surprises out there. But the world is certainly going to be watching Russia and what they're going to do in Ukraine. Now, Russia's had a habit of doing this, getting the prices jacked up around the world and then selling more grain. So this just could be part of that master plan. But we'll have to see. Overall, the market hasn't acted great, but then we come back on a day like today. But we really would need to see the corn. December corn over $7 would be positive. December wheat over $9.50 would be positive. November beans over $14.10 would be positive. We'll see if we can get to those levels here today. But the world is just concerned about what's happening in Russia. And, is Putin going to do anything nuclear out here? I think this response was probably a fairly measured response, for a guy like Putin. At least he didn't use anything nuclear. So that's something, hopefully, that'll be a positive in the long run. But for the week, it'll be the WASDE report. It'll be Russia. We expect that the crop progress reports will show soybeans more than 50% harvested. Farmers should turn a little bit more attention to corn now, but we'll still be under harvest pressure here for the next 2 to 3 weeks at least. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.